A Charlotte family has made it to the big screen. The Patels, an Indian-American family, are the stars of their own documentary. The film follows the comedic journey of actor Ravi Patel trying to find his future wife. But there's a catch. His parents are the ones calling all the shots.
You know that girl in You Pray Love? You know, she goes through a breakup, goes on the existential journey to India to get over depression, find out what she really wanted in life. I was that girl. Except my family was with me the entire time.
WFAE Sarah D'Elia met the Patels at their home in Charlotte and has this story.
Much of Meet the Patels is homemade footage shot by Ravi's sister, Geeta. The film starts on the family's annual trip to India while his sister is filming.
I had just broken up with my white girlfriend, who I had never told mom and dad about. And they spent the entire flight pressuring us on, you know, not being married, because that's, you know, when you're approaching the age of 30, you're not married. And in my family, in my culture, that is the, you know, the biggest code red that could be happening.
In the film, he agrees to let his parents take control of his dating life, which includes letting them arrange who he'll meet. His bio data, basically his dating resume, is passed along to women of his parents' choosing. A mixture of hilarity and raw vulnerability ensues as Ravi tries to find his dream partner.
Okay.
And you know what will happen? If nothing, let's say you do not like, you may say, you know, my friend might be right for you. Introduce to a friend.
This is the most unnecessary pep speech I've ever gotten in my life.
But Ravi is only one of the main stars of this documentary. So I asked him, what could I expect if I paid a house visit to his parents, his co-stars?
You can expect to never leave. You're going to be eating the whole time. They're going to be asking you very personal questions. Once they get into, you know, whatever sources of unhappiness you have, they will get busy trying to fix them. You're definitely going to come out of this experience with a lot of opinions. That much I can promise you.
Free food and advice from a couple that's been married for 40-plus years doesn't sound like a horrible way to spend an afternoon.
Come here. Oh, my God, you look like a reporter. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Let me give you a hug.
Oh, thank you.
It's a pretty warm welcome. We sit down in their home office. Their little dog, Jazz, also seen in the movie, is right by their sides. And it's not long before food is offered.
Now, you guys like samosas? And
everybody,
you like
samosas.
Chai with ginger in it? We normally boil the water. Then we add ginger. And
Basant and Champa
and
Patel are, as Ravi described, relentlessly authentic. They are warm, bubbly, opinionated, and really excited about this film.
All I do right now is promoting movie full time. I was retired before this. And I always tell people, if I knew retirement was this much fun, I would have first retired in my life and then started working.
I'm telling you, this is the first time he's working in his life, because he never worked this hard in his life. Never.
There I can agree.
All my
Basant even has blue campaign-looking posters with bright yellow font that read, Meet the Patels, which are posted in their neighbors' yards. He says the attention the family has received is fun, but what they've learned about their children is the most rewarding part of the film.
We realize that, my God, they are really good at what they do. And I don't think we ever would not have believed that.
Yeah.
The Patels wed in the early 70s, and it was an arranged marriage. They spoke for about 10 minutes before deciding to get engaged. A far cry from the Western world of dating their children grew up in. Champa, definitely the sentimentalist of the couple, says she can't pinpoint the exact moment the couple fell in love, but she does remember a moment of clarity when she learned Basant's name.
My name is Flower. His name is Spring. The flower that blooms in that spring, that is my name. So when I found out his name before we got married, you know, I started thinking in my own mind that, you know, that would be the true love.
And their love is a huge part of this film, which, by the way, is doing pretty well for a limited release documentary. Overall, the reviews have been positive. In fact, 83% of critics for the film review aggregator Rotten Tomatoes has given the film a good review. However their children choose to find love, the couple says, they hope that value of commitment that's made their marriage last so long will be passed on to them. And that's what they hope people take away from their story. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.